Just Before Midnight, a series of plays for late night listening. Nightmare by R.D. Wingfield, with John Graham and Hugh Dixon.
There's a fallen tree blocking the road, sir. It'll take a crane to shift it.
Yeah.
Control to Inspector Thorpe.
Thorpe?
The hospital's just phoned, sir. One of the doctor's cars is missing. Clayton must have taken it.
Blast. So he's got a car and he's got a knife. We're stuck on the Belford Road. The store's brought a bloody great tree down. Clayton's bound to be making for the cottage. Have you been able to warn the occupier?
Not yet, sir. The phone wires are down.
Right. Get a crane down here right away to shift this tree. Then send a couple of cars onto the cottage. Drew and I will try and get there on foot. Are the BBC putting out the news, Flash?
Should be going out any time now, sir.
It's nearly midnight. Well, let's hope someone's still up to listen to it. He's killed once. We don't want to give him a second chance.
Music for an urgent police message. Householders in the Renwick area are warned to be on the lookout for Henry John Clayton, who escaped earlier this evening from the maximum security wing of Ranford Hospital after stabbing a male nurse. Clayton, who is serving a life sentence for the murder of his wife, is aged 49, sallow complexion, dark hair, medium build. The police stress that Clayton is dangerous. And on no account should be approached. If seen, inform the police immediately.
How did you get in?
Keep doors and windows locked. We now return you to your late night music.
What was that? A nightmare. But it sounded so real. Like Joan's voice. Joan? She'll be sleeping with the kids. Almost midnight. What's that? A window open. Oh, damn. Oh, blast. Should be a torch somewhere.
Who the hell are you?
Come on, Constable. I'm doing the best I can, sir. Reckon we could take the storm out across the field?
The rain's turning into a fog. We'll be up to our knees. We'll have to stick to the path, but hurry!
Did I frighten you? I'm terribly sorry. I didn't realize there was anyone in the house.
I bet you didn't. Keep still.
Please. I don't like lights shining in my eyes.
And I don't like people breaking into my house. Stand there. By the wall.
What are you going to do?
I'm phoning the police.
It's not working, I'm afraid.
How do you know?
I tried it when I came in.
I imagine the storms brought the wires down. Perhaps you'd let me explain.
Oh, shut up. What's in that bag?
Bag?
Come on. What have you stolen?
Oh, no. I haven't stolen anything. This is my stuff. Look. Bandages. Drugs. I'm a doctor.
A doctor?
From the hospital. My car's in a ditch a couple of miles from here. I just skidded. I was out on a call.
If you broke down a couple of miles away, why come here?
Where else was there? You're the only place for miles. I knocked. There was no reply, so I'm afraid I wrongly assumed the cottage was empty. Sorry about your window. I'll pay for the damage, of course.
Who are you going to phone?
The hospital. To let them know what had happened, and a garage to pick up my car. Could you trust me enough now to stop blinding me with that torch?
Sorry.
That's better. But you had every right to be careful. I was alarmed myself when I heard the newsflash.
What newsflash?
Oh, nothing. It was all a bit vague. You've got a charming place here, Mr.
The name's Drummond. John Drummond. And it isn't mine. I've only rented it. We're here on holiday.
A holiday? Oh, dear, dear. We're not obliging you with decent weather, are we?
I don't think you told me what your name was.
Didn't I? It's Smith. Dr. John Smith. Of Hotel Register fame. What are you staring at?
You've got blood all over your sleeve.
Where? Oh, so I have.
You've gashed your wrist.
From the window, I suppose. How clumsy of me.
You'll need a plaster. There's a first aid box in the kitchen.
No!
Hmm?
No. Please don't bother going into the kitchen. I've got plasters here somewhere. Here we are. Physician, heal thyself.
Seems a lot of blood for such a tiny cut.
Who'd have thought the old man had so much blood in him? Please put that down.
I was just looking.
I'd like the knife back, please. Thank you. I don't allow anyone to go through my bag.
I'm sorry.
No, it's me who should apologize. I break into your house, I smash your window. It's just that I've had drugs stolen. Not that I'm suggesting...
Thought I'd seen that knife before. We have one like it in the kitchen.
Oh, no, this is hospital issue, I assure you. But they're very common. And very sharp. I always carry one. It's surprising the uses one finds for a sharp knife. I ought to be on my way, I suppose.
You're not going out in this. You must stay here.
My dear Mr. Drummond, I wouldn't dream of putting you to such trouble.
No trouble. This settee opens out into a bed. I'll have to wake my wife. She'll know where the spare bedclothes are.
Your wife? No. Please, don't disturb her. Huh? She must be sleeping very soundly.
I don't think I could get back to sleep anywhere. I had this nightmare. A woman screaming. It sounded so real.
The awful thing about nightmares is that they sometimes go on after you've woken up. This cottage holds such terrible memories.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Oh, it's all ancient history, a long time ago. You wouldn't be interested.
Well, I think I'll make myself some coffee. Would you like a cup?
No.
What are you playing at? Do you mind moving away from that door? Do you mind moving, I said? I want to get past.
It's best you don't go in there.
What the hell are you talking about? Why shouldn't I go into my own kitchen?
That news flash. It was about a dangerous patient who'd escaped from Ranford Hospital.
So?
He's been here.
What?
I wanted to spare you.
Spare me what, for God's sake?
I found her when I broke in.
Get out of my way. I wish the blessed lights were working. Joan!
I wouldn't touch her if I were you.
You're a doctor. Can't you do something?
Believe me, Mr. Drummond, I've done everything I can.
Inspector! What? Over here, sir. The car.
So, he's abandoned it. Why?
Perhaps he ran out of petrol.
Any sign of the knife?
Not immediately apparent, sir.
Then he's taken it to the cottage with him. Come on. Let's hope we can get there before he uses it.
Here.
Drink this.
What is it?
A mild sedative. Come on, you're shaking like a leaf.
I heard her scream. I thought it was a nightmare. If only I'd gone down straight away. I must go and see if the children are all right.
Children? There's children here.
I must go to them.
You're in no state to go anywhere. I'll go and see if they're all right. Where are they?
Upstairs. The room above this.
I'll take the torch.
What did you take from your bag?
Nothing.
You took something out. I saw you.
I put the sedative packet back. I took nothing out.
What's that in your hand? What are you going to do with that knife?
Is it much further, sir?
No. We're here. That's Forest View Cottage. Quietly now.
Look. A broken window.
Give me a couple of seconds to get to the front door. Then kick the rest of it in. No time. Come on.
No.
All right. Don't hold it, you two. We're police officers.
He's got the knife.
Give it to me.
All right. But stop shining that torch in my eyes.
Hi. Who are you? You first.
The name's Smith. Dr. John Smith.
He's not a doctor. He's the escaped prisoner you're looking for. He killed my wife.
What?
In the kitchen.
Dear God. Look. My identification. Driving license. Hospital pass. This is Clayton.
What are you talking about? My name's Drummond. I'm here on holiday with my wife and children.
Mr. Drummond, do you know the date?
Well, of course I do. July the 15th.
And the year?
1959.
What?
It's 1979.
What are you talking about?
The woman in the kitchen isn't your wife. Your wife's been dead a long time. You killed her 20 years ago. And your children are married with kids of their own, Mr. Drummond.
Wait a minute. Drummond. That's the name Clayton used when he rented this cottage in 1959.
His last holiday with his wife and kids. He'd embezzled £20,000 from his firm. And he knew the police were looking for him. His mind gave way under the strain. He killed his wife. Then he tried to kill himself, but he bungled it.
I never touched the children.
Of course you didn't, Mr. Clayton. Of course you didn't.
You're Dr. Smith, aren't you? From the hospital.
That's right. We've had long chats, haven't we? When I heard you'd run away, I thought you'd come back here, where it all began.
What about the woman in the kitchen?
Oh, she's all right. When Clayton burst in on her, she must have fainted, hit her head on the floor. Mild concussion, nothing more. We'll get her to the hospital for a checkup, but I don't think there's much harm done.
There was blood all over her.
No, Mr. Clayton, there was no blood. There was, 20 years ago, but not now. The nightmare just keeps going on and on, I'm afraid.
At last. Get them to radio through for an ambulance.
All right, sir.
Come on, Mr. Clayton. Let's get back. Do you know, I believe it's nearly stopped raining.
In Nightmare by R.D. Wingfield, John Graham played John Drummond, Hugh Dixon, John Smith, Philip Voss, Inspector Thorpe, and Malcolm Gerard, P.C. Drew. Other parts were played by Jennifer Piercy, Andrew Branch, and Gregory DePaulne. The play was directed by Glyn Dearman.